views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, once again, welcome, everyone, to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. I hope everyone is doing well on this very last week of October. Can't believe where this year has gone. In a blink of an eye, it seems that we are going to be on the verge of 2018. Pete said yesterday when we were out somewhere, he said, oh my gosh, it's 2 months to Christmas. So this year is just flying by. But today's topic, let's get to today's topic straight away because it is a very hot topic. With so many people raising their vibrational frequencies, so many people awakening and shifting to live a more conscious life of awareness, many people are speaking about twin flame relationships and what the heck that means. So this topic, everyone, is very, very close to my heart. I know it all too well personally because after a lifetime of dishonoring myself and compromising who I was at the age of 47 when I did something extraordinary. I stopped looking for another person to fulfill and complete me. I stopped searching for love outside of myself. I decided to do just the opposite of looking for love to complete me. And I went within and I changed who I was in order to experience wholeness. And you know what? When I did this, my whole reality changed, and then I miraculously drew my twin flame, my beloved husband Pete, to myself. That was 14 years ago. Now, by definition, a twin flame is the only other person in any space, time, or dimension who is the divine physical completion of who you are. It's the original divine representation of, some would say, perfect love. The twin flames have been extraordinarily rare on the planet because both twins must have totally cleared, cleansed, forgiven, and released all their negative emotional issues. Now, these things are, if you want to, for instance, these things are things that trigger you and make you react. And the majority of people have this. You know, when they see something, immediately they go into judgment, they go into reaction, instead of just being that observer of whatever that is. Now, in this way, with the twins having completely cleared, cleansed, and forgiven and released all that makes them or had made them triggered and reactive, they become self-realized, having totally transmuted and released their karma by releasing all programs and beliefs that are out of alignment with our divine, eternal, blissful nature. Then the vibrational frequency of the twins becomes extremely high and clear and acts like a beacon that draws the other twin to themselves. But the Posse of Angels is emphasizing that this is only the case if you've contracted to be with your twin in this incarnation. Because although everyone has a twin flame across the veil, not everyone has contracted to be with them in this earthly physical incarnation. Now, if this is such a heavenly love, why wouldn't everyone desire to experience it in their human incarnation? Well, firstly, although many say that they long for this divine love, they do not understand the enormity of the responsibility when you connect fully with and sign on for this divine mission with your twin. And I can't state this strongly enough, that your life no longer becomes your own. You become like a mystic wanderer, and when God tells you where to go, where to move, and what to do, you step forward knowing that logic and rational thinking no longer play a part in your life. Both of you are continually led by the will of God to serve in the highest way for yourself and the greatest good of all concerned. You know, I was speaking to a dear friend, and although she is in a beautiful relationship, she's in a beautiful soulmate relationship with her husband, she was sad that they still both are reactive to one another, and they still both quarrel at times. She said that she wished she had a twin flame relationship like Pete and myself that was quarrel-free. I then asked this dear friend, if God asked her to move from their beautiful home because the planet would be better served if they moved to a different country, knowing no one, with no job prospects, and no family and friends for support, would she move? And she laughed and said, of course not. And I replied, and that's what it takes to be in complete service to God's word and his will. There are no negotiations. There are no discussions. There's no talk. You contract for your will to become God's will. End of story. You know, most people do not choose to live like this because it takes an inordinate amount of faith and trust. But that faith is not blind, because both Pete and I can clearly see the vision of what God has in store for us, for our projects and our endeavors. And all we need to do is to step forward in faith, no matter what he tells us to do. He tells us to jump, and all we do is say, how high? So secondly, it's important to understand that many people's concept of their twin flame is often dependent on certain criteria. For instance, I've had many clients over the past 14 years say to me and dictate, oh, my twin flame must make a six-figure salary. They must drive an environmentally safe car. Let's say an electric car. They must be a certain height. They must be a vegan. They must look a certain way. Well, the Posse of Angels wish to share with all of us that when it comes to twin flames, things like age, money, preference in cars, our foods, our race, ethnicity, religion, and professions truly have nothing to do with whether this is your divine complement. The more one keeps telling the universe that they want their what they want their twin flame to be, the more they will push away, the more they will put greater restrictions and limitations on ever drawing their twin flame to themselves. Thirdly, many people who ask to be reunited with their twin flame are not prepared for the intensity of feeling of being with their twin. Now, the reason for this extraordinary intensity is that in a twin flame relationship, there are always three. In mine, there's Pete, myself, Pete, the divine masculine. There's myself, the divine feminine. And then there's the presence of God, who is always at the top. And it's this is part of a triad. The intensity of coming home to God and living and breathing in that essence in every moment is the intensity and driving force behind these relationships. Now, it's true that twin flames often share the same blueprint energetically, and they share similar interests, but they are still two separate human beings having been formed by different experiences on the physical plane. Now, if the twin flames are meant to unite physically, spiritually, sexually, nothing can stand in their way of this union. This means that very often twin flame couples will experience an intense feeling of love at first sight. And even though they might not know each other physically before they meet, they will nevertheless merge intensely into each other at very deep levels that they can't even explain. And with most people on the planet not experiencing this divine representation of love, their divine complement, they have been experiencing soulmate relationships. Now, soulmate relationships are basically people from your soul group that come back and help that help you with some karmic completion. You might have some unfinished business with them from a past incarnation, or you need to balance out something that you did in a previous life. The Posse of Angels is saying that you may be surprised to find out. You know, people keep asking for their soulmate. You might be surprised to find out that your ex, your parents, your siblings, your children, your friends, some might say even your enemies are all your soulmates. And yes, of course, not all of them are romantic in nature, but they all come from your soul group, and they come back lifetime after lifetime to play a role, let's say, in the theater of your life so that they can reflect something back to you which still needs to be addressed. And many times in romantic soulmate relationships, there is an amazing magnetic attraction between the two people, and a great love is felt. You know, over my years as a healing practitioner, I've heard from many, many of my clients that they knew, their intuition told them that there was something that was irritating about this person, something that agitated them, but there was a great deal of electricity that kept them in the relationship, and this is that soulmate electricity. Yet for the majority of these soulmate relationships, after a while, as I said, one or both parties begins to experience irritation, agitation, drama. One of the other ones gets on the other's nerves, and they might feel like the other person is pushing their buttons. Romantic soulmate relationships were created in order to reflect, again, something within us that we need to clear up. It's just a reflection of what's inside. Remember, if we are being triggered by something, the reaction is not because of anyone or anything outside of ourselves, but it lies within us as an unresolved negative perception around sadness, anger, bitterness, regret, resentment, hurt, judgment, blame, etc. You know, soulmates are there to create some sort of contrast and, in many instances, some annoyance in order to help us honor ourselves, to help us to grow, and ultimately they are there to help us to clean up our karma. Yet, in the case of twin flames, they do not have karma to deal with because they've already cleared and cleansed their negative emotional issues, all that makes them triggered and reactive, and they are evolved beyond past karma. In this way, there is no drama. There's just mutual respect, honor, and love. There's no game playing, and they allow the other person to be themselves. So, speaking about drama in relationships, a client who had gone through a divorce said that she still yearns for romance in her life, but she doesn't want to do another person's laundry. She asked me if it was possible to have a relationship without having expectations. I explained that in many soulmate relationships, people will often set out to manipulate the other person in order to change them in some way. Yet because twin flames are self-actualized, self-realized already, there is no expectation as they allow the other person to be exactly who they are and vice versa. In this way, there's no game playing as the relationship is built on a solid foundation of honesty, transparency, honor, and respect, in which one does not have to compromise any aspect of who they are in order to be in the relationship. So whether it's laundry or cooking or cleaning or anything else, the twin flame relationship is actually not dependent on what you do, but is solely dependent on who you are. Okay, so let's get down to it. So why are you not with your twin? It just might be because you are putting your focus on searching and looking and finding your twin flame instead of focusing your energies on becoming the clear high energy that will draw your twin flame to yourself, provided that they have contracted to be with you in this incarnation. Now, the Posse of Angels wish to remind all of us that every one of us needs to focus on cleaning and clearing and purging and removing all that is no longer needed in our life or in our mental or emotional well-being. When we focus on our ascension, we step into divine wholeness. We step into our power, our truth, and we focus on living from an open, sacred heart in unconditional love. By doing so, we move ourselves up into a higher vibration, and we connect with our divine, eternal nature of pure love. When you can achieve this, you realize that only you make yourself completely happy. Only you can make yourself full of love and full of joy. Nobody else. Only you can do this. Again, nobody else. When you achieve this and are no longer needy of someone in your life to make you feel happy or complete, is when you can finally come together in a harmonious, unconditionally loving relationship. And this is either with your twin flame or in a beautiful, non-reactive, non-triggered soulmate relationship. You know, we all come to this physical incarnation as the divine reflection of God's beautiful love, and everything that we choose to perpetuate and experience that is not love is a distraction that separates us from our inherent gift and blessing of being in love and giving love freely and allowing ourselves to feel whole and complete, because each of us is love. underneath your decisions, underneath your choices, you are just love. Now, on this note about anything that is not love or that is an illusion or separation from connecting fully with our divine eternal nature, I experienced something rather extraordinary this past week. Since December 2010, I have a close, cherished relative that chose in that year, December 2010, to completely cut me off, to sever all ties and contact, as she said that she didn't know how to have a relationship with me. You know, I told her that I respected and honored her feelings and said that I would leave the ball in her court, so to speak, and I wouldn't contact her. And if she ever wished to have a relationship with me, I told her that my loving arms would always be open to embrace her once again. You know, in the past 7 years, she not only has not contacted me, but she did not tell me that she got engaged, that she got married, and that she had given birth to a beautiful child. Now, how did I find out? Well, I have my posse of angels. The posse of angels, as always, worked their synchronicity and magic, and they brought me the information and news of all these events by other people, by social media, so that I would be informed. But not only was I informed, I was brought the news so that I could experience and try to process the pain, the devastating hurt and betrayal of being completely left out by this once cherished relative, completely left out of these major events in her life. You know, over the past 7 years, with each one of these events, I cleansed and cried so much as my heart broke until there were no more tears to cry. You know, everyone, I finally got to the stage where I was no longer triggered and reactive by anything that the posse of angels brought to me concerning her or her life. But I really must tell you, and I must admit, that when I thought about her or when I saw photos that others had sent me, I may not have been triggered, but what I felt was a paralyzed feeling of no feeling, kind of like a scab that has been ripped away from a wound so many times that the skin becomes numb. So just this past week, the posse of angels dropped another feather at my doorstep concerning this beautiful relative, and I learned that she'd written and published her first novel. And when I saw her beaming face at her book launch, when I saw her opening a box of her newly arrived books, and I heard her on a radio interview that she was featured on, something very different happened. I cried, but this time they were tears of joy for this beautiful, intelligent, talented person, and I felt an overwhelming sense of being so very proud of her. You know, I'd always told her that I reckoned that she was born to be a writer. Seeing the look of happiness and fulfillment on her face for writing her first novel was finally my joy as well. Now, it was a very different feeling than feeling paralyzed and numb. In fact, all I felt was joy and pride and overwhelming love for her. There was nothing else. What I found out throughout this experience was that one can release anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, judgment, regret, all of those things. One can forgive and still not choose to open up their hearts to feel complete, unconditional love. And that is all I feel for her now. You know, I bless her on her journey. And I also bless whatever choices she makes in her life, whether or not she chooses to include me in her life. And I do this for I would love for another to do the same for me and bless the journey that I choose for myself. It was an amazing experience to go through the arc of that journey and cry so miserably and terribly because I was blaming and I was resentful and I was angry that she left me out of her life. And now it's come full circle. And all, like I said, all I feel is unconditional love for her. So with love being the theme of today's program with Twin Flames and Soulmates, I would love for you to call in for some free angel readings with myself and my lovely angelic family, the Posse of Angels. So please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. And after this quick break, we'll come back and take those calls for those free.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, you're back with Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and of course, my angelic family, the wonderful Posse of Angels. We are speaking about twin flames and soulmates. And in that first part of the program, we were speaking about not only the differences between twin flames and soulmates, but how each and every one of us can have a heavenly love by clearing, by cleansing, by letting go of, by forgiving, and really seeing everything through the eyes of love. Therefore, we become complete and whole love in and of ourselves. And then because of the laws of attraction, we then draw to ourselves the same energy that we are inside, and we don't have to search, we don't have to find, and we don't have to look for love because we are love underneath our choices, underneath our decisions, underneath anything that separates us from that divine, eternal nature and blissful, pure love nature of ours, that reflection of God's source, and takes us away from that. You know, once we do this, then we begin to see our whole life through the eyes of love, and we begin to see love very easily manifest in our lives. So let's go to our first caller. By the way, if you want to call in for a free angel reading, do call in on 1-800 888-930-2819. Let's go to Beth in California. Beautiful Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. And what is your impression of today's topic on twin flames and soulmates?
I just think that it's beautiful that people are are able to attract to them what they need to experience in their life, and that having the opportunity to heal yourself and bring yourself into that place of, like you're saying, about love, and then have that reflected in your world. I just think that it's an amazing opportunity to reflect, to show yourself and your partner, and to be able to connect and feel that kind of connection with somebody else. But I think that it starts with, like you said, it's real important to, you know, find that love within you.
Yeah. And that experience that I had this last week with that relative of mine, you know, I realized that no longer being triggered and reactive was not the same, was certainly, and I'm just getting shivers all over, was not the same as just seeing her through the eyes of love. And I realized that I'd gotten myself into not a catatonic state, but a state in which I was numb. Instead of being triggered, yeah. I went from being triggered to being numb. And then just this past week, though, the floodgates opened up, and I just was so proud of her, and so much in love, and I really experienced that, the difference between the two.
That's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So how did you get there?
Well, it's been like I said, she stopped contacting me in December of 2010. And it's been a work in progress over the last 7 years of, crying myself out, feeling very bitter and resentful, and then going through the arc. It's like those five stages of grief, you know, where you come back to wholeness at the end. But this time, I, quite frankly, I think it happened to me because we're both writers. We're both writers, and the overwhelming—I'm just getting shivers—the overwhelming pride and joy that I felt for her, you know, because I remember when my first book, I published my first book, Angels of Faith, in 2010, and I opened the box, and it was so surreal. You know, you write a book, and then you have these, write a manuscript, and then you have these books, and you know, it was just so magical. And because I felt that, then I allowed myself to feel what she was feeling as she opened the box, or the first time when you're interviewed somebody is interested in the work, whether it was One True Home or I Am an Angelic Walk-In that I wrote, you know, the amount of interviews that I've done since writing my books. And so I felt what she felt, and I allowed myself to do that. And I think that's where the disconnect just melted away.
Yeah.
I found common ground.
I've been practicing doing the same, just to reminding myself of the person's reality and their qualities, instead of focusing, like with my mom, I've been trying to like focus on what her qualities are instead of the things I think I'm supposed to fix or that should be better and all that. And I think that it's really changing your focus on where you put your attention, I think, is what's happening for me. So I was just, when you said that just now, it's like you changed your focus over to experiencing her, what she's experiencing, instead of, I was just trying to see what you did so that I could mirror it or mimic it, you know. It's like, and it really is, because I want to be able to experience that all the time with that, you know, with the people around me that I have these, you know, judgments about or hurt feelings or whatever the energy is about it.
Well, so, now that you want to experience it, what can you do to experience as well? I'll go to the cards and I'll choose a card and see what what the posse of angels say. I love these cards. This is the 24 number card, which is 6, which is more balance, which is more harmony, which is more joy in our lives. And they're saying that that the card is I got your back, and which means that everything in your life is pure love. It's just as you said, it's confirmation of what you said. It's your perception and your attitude towards it that will either bring you towards feeling wonderful, or it will bring dissonance and it'll be a feeling of separateness. And no matter what happens, and this is not dependent on whatever happens, because I know that the posse of angels were bringing me all of those events, that life events of that that relative, in order for me to feel and to experience that, so that I would get to the stage where I am now. So I hope that all has been helpful for you, Beth. I'm sending you lots of love.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye. Thank you, lovely Beth. And let's go to our next caller. We have Carrie. Carrie in California. Carrie in California, how are you today? You're with Claire Candy.
Hi. Yes, hi. My name is Carrie.
Yep. And what is your question today for myself and the Posse of Angels?
Basically, I have a lot of the things that you were talking about with my husband. I think we are twin flames, soulmates, something like that. But we do quarrel a lot, and I wanted to know if there was, like, a message about that.
Okay. All right. If there is a lot of quarreling, then it is most probably a soulmate relationship. Not that one is more superior to the other, but in twin flame relationships, in order for twin flames to come together, anything that is triggering or making you reactive has already been dealt with and has already been brought back into divine alignment. Okay, if there is quarreling, most of the times, Carrie, people want to be right instead of being happy. That's what they choose, and that's why they quarrel. They're not prepared to either compromise or I'm not talking about settling for less. I'm talking about, you know, honoring and respecting themselves. That's different from quarreling. Because you can honor and respect your wishes, your dreams, your desires, your thoughts and your opinions and all of those things without quarreling. Quarreling often comes from unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, all of those five things which still have not been brought back into wholeness and divine alignment inside of ourselves. And so when something appears on the outside, we go back to that default system and go back into those unresolved feelings that might have happened in childhood, might have happened in a previous relationship. It might be a self-worth issue, you know, all of those things. So we are very complex as human beings. And I think that the take-home for you from this reading today would be that you all you need to do is honor and respect yourself, your opinions, your thoughts, because you're allowed to have them, and you don't have to quarrel. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. And quarreling and arguing is very, very different from stating honestly, openly, transparently, who you are and what you believe. you know, and you don't do it to try to sway anybody's opinion, because I wouldn't want anybody to try to sway my opinion, but you do it just to be as authentic as you possibly can. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Carrie. Okay. First card that comes out for you is the Queen of Pentacles. Now, the Queen of Pentacles is the queen out of all of tarot who is just sitting in her garden, and she is completely at ease. She is reflecting on the beautiful things in life and how blessed and fortunate she is. So this is confirmation that, you know, just to not be triggered, not to be triggered, and not to step into that quarreling. You know, you can be peaceful and you can be calm and you can state your case and your opinions. And this queen comes in as confirmation about that. The next card from you is the Five of Cups. The Five of Quarreling often happens when we put our focus and attention on the things that we don't have, or we're coming from scarcity or lack. And also, once again, the Posse of Angels are saying that we're trying to be right. We're trying to be right. We're trying to make that other person do something or think like us, and we can't control anybody else. So the main thing is to honor and respect ourselves. And the next thing, one is the Ten of Wands, and the Ten of Wands is the card of burdening ourselves. They want you, sweetheart, to unburden yourself, to free yourself, and to just show up as your most authentic and to stay calm and peaceful in these situations. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Carrie.
Thank you very much. It really has. Bring me some peace. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.
God bless you.
Bless you too. Bye. Thank you, Carrie. And that goes for all of us. You know, we're human, and our default system and the way that we've been programmed is that we're in competition with other people and that we need to be right. And it's not about being heard. It's not about being heard. It's about choosing to be happy and peaceful and honor and respect ourselves and not forcing ourselves to be right or forcing another person to think as we do. Because like I said, I certainly wouldn't want anybody to turn the tables on me and force me to do anything that I didn't want to do. Let's go to our next caller. We have Sue in Sacramento. Okay, Sue, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to ask you a different question until I was just listening to you. So I have been working for years to heal several extreme medical conditions, and I thought I was going to call you about my toxic marriage and say, do I need to leave my toxic marriage before I can heal? But I think my question is much broader than that. And it becomes, what am I missing? What am I missing to continue to heal my body? Because the hit that I got today was that I still haven't found my why, and I still haven't found my value.
Yes.
And you were talking about turning things over to the divine, but I can't seem to make the connection to where I'm limiting it and stopping it.
Okay. When I say turning things...
Any hit?
Yes. When I say turning things over to the divine, you are the divine. You are the divine incarnate in physical form. And I'm just getting shivers all over the place. There is no separate. What you have perpetuated is that there is a separation between you and the divine. We honor the divine inside of us by respecting, honoring ourselves, speaking authentically. Again, openly, transparently, honestly, valuing who we are. You say you're in a toxic marriage. I can guarantee, how long have you been in this marriage for?
20 years.
Okay. I can completely empathize with you, as I was 26 years in an abusive relationship, 22 years married to my ex, or the former soul's ex. And people said, well, why did you stay so long if you knew it was toxic? And I said, well, I'm a slow learner. No, but actually that's not the real case. The case is I stayed for the money. And I didn't want to be a single mom, and I was, I lived a life of wealth and privilege, but in many ways, I felt like I was a liar every single day being in that marriage. But that was me, and this is you. I can guarantee you that at this 20-year mark, you are not the same person as you were when you married. So you've changed considerably. And for you to find that there is no separation between you and God, it's valuing who you are, it's honoring and respecting yourself, and know that you are worthy and deserving of being in a beautiful relationship that now mirrors the beauty that you're connecting with inside of yourself. So your physical symptoms are a reflection of that emotional sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, regret, all of those things that were perpetuated in the marriage. And they had to come out somewhere, because the emotional body holds up the physical body. And when the emotional body is just so sad and destroyed, then the physical body starts to break down. But you will start to experience that boost of that immune system in the body when you decide that you are divine source, and that you have every right to value who you are. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. I often say, when, you know, people ask me whether they should leave a toxic relationship or not, the posse of angels would never say either stay or leave. They would say,
no, I know.
They would say that if you stay, there are extraordinary lessons to be learned in that contrast. If you choose to leave, you will have extraordinary lessons and strength and courage and.
Right.
All of those things. So things are not black and white, but here you go, my love. And you couldn't start off with a more beautiful card. Some people say it's the most beautiful card, even beyond the Sun card in a deck, which is the Ace of Cups. And the Ace of Cups is a new beginning. I'm just getting shivers. It's a new beginning around love. Your cup runneth over, and it's time for you to put your emphasis on seeing this overspilling. It's like this overwhelming value of who you are. And as this reflection of this child of God, you have every right. You have every right to live a beautiful life and to honor and respect yourself. The next card that is coming out for you is the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is that card of connecting with those maybe a spiritual mentor or somebody that can boost this value, be the reflection and show you very clearly this extraordinary beauty inside of yourself, in order to give you that strength and courage that you need within this relationship, and also to focus on not so much the relationship with your husband, but the relationship that you have with yourself. And your last card that comes out is the Temperance card, which is patience. Have patience with yourself. It did take a long time to create this dis-ease in the body, and it's not going to be removed overnight, but it will be removed by you having more value for yourself and honor and respect. So I hope all that's been helpful for you.
So very much. It confirmed everything we've been talking about in my relationship circles. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. Okay. So what you were talking about today really resonated with me a lot because I have a similar situation with a lot of my family. Mm-hmm. But I had one quick question was, I have to decide if I should be signing a 1 or 2 year lease. And I was wondering what the thoughts were on that. And then also when we were on our way to see the model apartment yesterday, on our way, we happened to pass my brother and my niece, who live here too. And I felt all this like love and excitement. We just sort of passed them in the car, but that kind of surprised me. And then when we got down to the new area to wait for the woman in the management office, instead of feeling excited, I felt like sadness. And I wasn't sure if that was about the move or if that was about seeing him. And even though I felt so excited at the time, and I still feel all this love, he didn't even tell me when he had my nephew, and I still don't even know my nephew's name. I just saw it on social media, accidentally.
Well, it's very much like what I was speaking about. First of all, they said sign a 1 year contract. There's a possibility of something happening within the next year, this or something better. So why lock yourself in when you can keep yourself open? So they definitely said a 1 year. And the reason that you're feeling this way and the reason that I might be feeling this way as well is because we have cleared and cleansed and we have healed so much that we are now at the stage as a conscious collective that we are only seeing things through the eyes of love. And it doesn't matter what happened before. All of that is so what? We've gone beyond that. We've gone beyond the triggering. And now we've come home to the God within us, God who is us. And it's a wonder, and like you felt, and like I felt with this relative, it's a wonderful place to be. I've only got a couple of minutes left, lovely Stephanie, but I will pull you 3 cards and see what comes out for you. So once again, only sign the 1 year lease. I don't know why, but they're stressing that. Okay. This card is the 3 of Wands, and the 3 of Wands is seeing your ships come in. Okay. So you're now at that stage where you've done all your wonderful transformative spiritual work, and you're now reaping the benefits, and now you're now seeing more love in your life, more things opening up like this move and this apartment, greater health. And then you have the 2 of Pentacles come in, and the 2 is balancing your security, balancing your money, balancing everything, balancing out in your life. And then the final card for you is the Strength card. And all this came about is because your fortitude and your strength to keep following that divine inside of you. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you. I was wondering if I had anything quickly about what they think that sadness was about.
No, they said a little bit of residual fear, but don't worry about it. So take care and have a beautiful day.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. And that wraps about the show. That just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you so much to everyone who's listening. And if you want to go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com, and look up those amazing books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is its sequel, and we'll get a plug in for Angels of Faith. Beautiful books, wonderful messages. Once again, angelhealinghouse.com. And until next week, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I so look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.